fraud.
This guy that I've referenced on the show from time to time, he's my conspiracy guy that I know. His site's called I'm a Fakeologist. And pretty interesting, you know. And he and I got together a couple years ago. He did a podcast. I was a guest talking about 9/11, which, of course, was an inside job. But he really is way beyond me. You know, I mean, it's like I have an interest in it, but I'm not. I don't believe the earth is flat, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Anyway, he put up a picture on the weekend of the crash site, and he says his tweet was, "Bring on the tearjerkers." And I said to him, "Oh, so
what does that mean?"
Well, like, bring on the tears, like this fake accident.
Fake it.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he's in the camp that thinks the Boston Marathon was fake. It's all false. That the Las Vegas shooting was a false.
Oh, that's right. There's no natural, normal disasters,
no,
right?
No, it's all false. It's all government false flag is what they call it. And you know what? There's a whole literature. There's some sense in it. But when something like this happens.
What would the point of this be?
This is what I asked.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I said, so to be clear, you don't think this is real. And he said, I can show you many real tractor-trailer crashes. I drive one. He's a tractor-trailer. Mm-hmm. He says, this doesn't look like any of them. And I said, well, you lost me. I can't for the life of me understand what you think these people would have to gain by faking the deaths of 15 kids on the prairies. I said, email me and let me know, but I'm actually worried about you.
Why do you even bother with him?
Because I'm just curious.
Because that's over the top.
Well, because I want to know what he thinks. The faking the death of the Humboldt Broncos. How's that? What government conspiracy is that forwarding? Because I can't figure it out. Like, you can make an argument that 9/11 led to the Iraq War.
Right.
And Dick Cheney and all those guys got really rich.
Yes.
That, you can see that.
Yes.
But this I don't understand. And I'm going to tell him we should be done now because I don't get this anymore.
You know what? He's sick in the head.
I'm worried about him.
Well, you should be because to do that, you're sick in the head.
That's true.
And if he's listening, then appreciate what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You're sick in the head. Seek help. That's a horrible way to live, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a horrible way to live?
I agree with you more, yeah.
Thinking the world's all made up to him.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so this doesn't look like a crash site. Well, it was. And so
crashes happen.
Yes. But,
I've been in a few. So have you.
I'm being sued.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that.
I'm being sued.
Anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. I just said to him, as you can tell, I'm like, dude, you've lost me. You know, I like talking about 9/11, but, you know, some things just happen.
I've,